The shark side of things, or the non-ed fishing, has been fairly decent. There's been one or two hounds, there's been one or two duskies, a hammer or two here and there, and maybe also some flatfish.
Anchovy oil to your bait, or a lot more blood and guts to those baits.
Where we have tactics in place for such circumstances.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Yo, the rain, guys. The rain. There's too much rain. It has caused challenges. It's exactly what our title says. It has thrown a wet cloth on the fishing, right? Let's not kid ourselves. It has been challenging. However, every cloud has a silver lining, and that silver lining comes in the form of Angler News, where we have tactics in place for such circumstances, and we are glad to share it with you in the form of our new segment. It's called the Q&A, and this is where we want you to send us the questions. Now, you know, we've got the experts to answer virtually everything from fishing to the ocean. So whatever questions you have, please send it through to us, and I will be glad to forward these on to our angling experts, who's going to answer these at the end of the show. Now, speaking at the end of the show, one of the things we do know that's going on in KZN is that the water is dirty and there's a lot of pollution. There's a lot of debris floating around and making the fishing rather uncomfortable. So we have posed a question to Dean Dickinson, right? He's our expert for today. He's going to tell us exactly how to fish in this dirty water. But before we do, we're going to tell you about these hotspots you can go and fish on. And we are going to kick it off straight after a word from our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So now, guys, let's get into the show. Let's kick it off in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? With a big season, turbulent waters that were around, a lot of oaks opted for the sketching function, and they went up and down the coast. Good couple of cobs, some nice little stumpies, grunters, got a little bit of bronze bream in there, some barbel. The water did chill, so the guys didn't do too badly on the sketching side. But the guys that did stay around and persevere on the beaches, they got a few shared, the odd grey shark, one or two smaller diamonds. Saturday night, a couple of big diamonds made an appearance at Eddington. Not too many, I think it was four or five came out there. But that was about it. It was quite quiet on the beaches. But the guys that put in the time and effort were rewarded with a grey shark or a shared. Or if they went sketching, they got some cob or bronze bream, things like that. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys that did launch, they did fairly well with snook, quite a few snook around. So they didn't do too badly with that. I did have one or two cooter, a tunny. So yeah, the guys were getting some nice fish on the ski boats. Guys doing the bottoms, again, still getting the odd dogger, still getting the killbeck, the rock cod, the slingers, all that stuff. The guys are still getting it. The bay was quite tight. Quite a few GTs on artificial, some good sized GTs up to about 4 or 5 kilos. Quite a few springer were caught, mainly lost, but quite a few were caught. And the guys did well all round on the game fish side in the bay. Grunters, few nice-sized grunters in the stand water, guys fishing off the banks. And the boats, they also got a few, some snapper, salmon, cob, things like that. So as soon as that settles down, the dirty water clears up a bit, I'm sure it'll be good. This is Michael for ANSA News. Thank you very much.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. I was fishing over the last week. What can I say? It was pretty good start off week with some now happening off Blue Lagoon. Some really good bottom fish. And along came the rain. There's some really good Dorado on the color line. Sitting in about that 70 meter with the blue water and the black and the brown water. Yeah, and then that was the end of it. And then, yeah, then the Northeaster came and pumped all the water up, made it a little bit muddy. And really, so yeah, the fishing was quite horrific, actually. Yeah, really bumpy seas, really dirty, lots of debris around. Then on Sunday, it was a couple of good bottoms, no real game fish, one nice mussel cracker and some good soldier slingers. Yeah, guys, so this is Brad for Angling New South Africa, Tightlines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Certainly a case of the good, the bad, and the ugly, all in one. Jeez, like I said, it has been a trying week, a challenging week, a week of very difficult conditions. However, like I said, there's a silver lining. We're going to look for those color lines. We are going to look towards how to fish in those dirty conditions, right? So let's get into the freshwater side, because we know when the sea is rough, we could always turn to the freshwater. or can we?
Hey there, guys. As much as I'm trying to stay excited for the fishing that is on its way, the rain keeps coming. And what else is to say that if you are in a position to get yourself equipped with some water wings, you will need them for a little bit longer after the near 100 mils of rain reported up in the Midlands in the past week. This will have had all the rivers flowing strongly. Most will be colored up and not ideal for any of the dainty dry fly work which we aspire to. And that is if you can get on the river, where you will be limited where you can actually fish anyway. Guys, top tip here. If you are on the river, if you're hesitant in any way of crossing the stream, that is river, just don't. The swim might be fun, but losing and breaking gear isn't. There was only a single return from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers over the last week, and the guy no doubt was fishing with a brick, yielded one fish, a wee fish that is, in the 5 to 7 inch or 13 to 18 centimeter bracket, with a report, river was full and in capitals, fast. With extreme flows, the bigger fish have no doubt dropped down system and waiting it out. The upside of the rain is that water temperatures are dropping. So guys, the rain is at least cooling things down. The NFFC Stillwater anglers haven't fared very much better. Worse, in fact, if you go by fishing the returns. Three returns and the dreaded El Blanco for all. Some dirty water out there, guys. And a note for those venturing out in the Midlands. The roads are apparently shot. Roadwork still on the go on the Camberg Road out of Rosetta. And the rain is not helping that very much at all. Still not a peep from the bass anglers. Both Albert Falls and Midmar are on the dead quiet. And after a blistering season to date, Sterkfontein had a wee lull in the fishing over the last 10 days or so, perhaps no doubt from the seasonal change which can be felt. Guys, winter is finally on its way, but is back on form again, reports Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing. Guys, do stop in at the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. And this is Jan reporting from Kingfisher Maritzburg for Angler News South Africa.
Well, that's not much better than our coast. Jeez, Jan, I was hoping for some good news, but you know what? It is what it is, and it's a good, honest report, and as we know, we cannot have Christmas every day. Now, let's jump back onto the coast. Let's talk about the North Coast, where, once again, it hasn't been great. Guys, the weather hasn't played its part. All the species we were expecting never came. The only reports I did get was of a few shad. I had my friend Vino fishing out there, and he's got some shad and a lot of rockfish, and that's pretty much been the reports for the rest of the North Coast. Just scratching. You gotta be scratching species, right? And if you're fishing offshore, well, it has been challenging to go out. The sea conditions was rough, it was bumpy, it was rainy. So yeah, a lot of debris once again in the water throughout the North Coast as well. So it was a very difficult week up there. Now let's get into the South Coast, starting off from the areas of Warner Beach right up to Pennington with Ray Thompson.
Okay, starting down south, Margate, Port Edward, that whole area down there. This weekend proved to be very successful with sand sharks, hammers, hound sharks, and a couple of blue rays that apparently came out off of splash. Guys, so there are definitely fish down there. The water clarity is a lot better than up north. Yeah, water definitely good down at Port Edward, Margate, as far as the clarity goes. Shepston to Hibernian. Of course, we've had a lot of rain in that. The water is a little bit off color. But there were quite a few bream caught this weekend and quite a few cob, as well as some sandies at Stabell. So guys, this weekend definitely looked like there were fish in that area. Moving north, unfortunately, due to the heavy rains that we've had, that whole Rocky Bay all the way up to Umkomaas. Again, the water was reasonably clean. There were quite a few grey sharks, sandies, caught inedibles, in other words, in that area. There were not too many bronze bream caught at all. There were very few, actually. A few shared down at Rocky Bay, but other than that, it has been very quiet. Umkomaas all the way through to Warners was pretty much unfishable this weekend due to the rivers coming down in flood. Very few fish, except for a few blacktail that I heard of. So yeah, unfortunately guys, water up north, very dirty, very rough, off color. So South Coast, far South Coast is the place to be.
Thank you, Ray. Whoa, okay, right. So it's getting better. I'm feeling good. I'm starting to get a little bit excited again. I mean, it started off a bit, here and there. It went, woo, really flat. And now it's right back. So, whoa, like you said, Lower South Coast is the place to be. And we are right there with Adam to give us the report of exactly what's been going on in that Lower South Coast area.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow listeners. I hope everyone's had a good week. So fishing's been very mixed bag at the moment down on the lower south coast as most of our rivers have opened up. And obviously there's quite a lot of brown water that's been pushing out. Plus all this rain we've had this week, I don't know if it's going to do anything for the fishing fraternity down on the south coast. However, if it does start cleaning up and we get a nice color line, I am sure that the cob will come back on the bites and the guys on the ski boats will be rewarded. Now, I know the Oaks trying for rock and surf side, you know, trying for shad, trying for bream have really not been rewarded in any way, shape or form. However, the shark side of things or the non-ed fishing has been fairly decent. There's been one or two hounds, there's been one or two duskies, a hammer or two here and there, and maybe also some flatfish, but definitely no fireworks at this stage. I think once this water does sort of clear up a bit and we get a little bit more of that ginger beer color, which we know that cob really love, I think things will then start heating up again and maybe rock and surf fishing might start picking up. The guys, however, last week on the ski boats did actually get some decent fish. You know, there was a couple of tuna around and there was a nice bunch of kingies. So it hasn't really been, like I said, fireworks finish. However, I do think once things settle a bit, you know, things will switch back on again. It is the South Coast after all, and we know that fishing is always exceptionally good down here. However, we have also got the paddock bass fishing comp coming up soon, so we will be touching on that in our next week's podcast. But otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. I knew I could count on you to let me smile this weekend. Oh yes, that's certainly a place to be again. That purple patch seems to continue. There is still fish out there. Now, like Adam was saying, the water is dirty, and I did promise you a tip from the expert, which was our Q&A, well, our question for the week, right? So with that being said, let's chat to Dean Dickinson with our question being, how do we fish in dirty water?
How's it, Vinesh? Just getting back to your questions on fishing dirty water, I've got a couple of solutions. First one is, if you're fishing with a lure, then use a lure with a rattle, or if it doesn't already have a rattle, you can add some glass rattles into paddle tails. And then if you're fishing baits, same thing applies. Fish need to feed on vibration and smell when they can't see. So adding a bait rattle into your foam, I use surfboard foam for that, and it just gives off a higher resonance of vibration. And then use a bigger bait or a very smelly bait. So add anchovy oil to your bait or a lot more blood and guts to those baits and make them slightly bigger than you'd normally make them. I hope this helps.
Thank you, Dean. That certainly helps tremendously. And I love it. I love what we are doing over here, right? So this is where I want you to get involved. I want you to send us your questions. So put it in the comments, right? If you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Pods, drop that in the comments as to, you know, let me know what you want to know. I've got the experts in the field ready to answer the questions for you. These guys are eager to assist and, you know what, make our fishing experiences better. So get involved, guys. Send me those questions. Now, while you're on those comments, let me know where you are fishing this weekend. I would love to know. I know South Coast is definitely the hot spot. Let me know if you're going there or if you are going to be brave enough to try the North Coast. So, with that being said, until the next Angler News, tips, and advice.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.